This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We welcome in one of the finest out there, one of the finest NHL head coaches you're going to find. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I'm a little nervous to talk to him. You can tell. It's John Tortorella who joins us. Columbus Blue Jackets head coach. John, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, guys.
John, first off, we heard your speech in the pregame at Game 1 against Tampa Bay. First period, it's 3-0. What do you tell them at the first intermission?
Well, what we talked about there was, I think we were a little paralyzed, and we certainly weren't competing that first period of playoff hockey. We weren't at the level of compete. We weren't at the level of concentration, of blocking shots, all different things that come into play. We're in regular season mode, it looked like. So, yeah, we got things straightened out and found our way.
Just curious, we're talking to John Tortorella. What a big few weeks it's been for the Blue Jackets and hockey in this entire state of Ohio. We've jumped on the bandwagon. We're not going to lie. We've certainly been a little late to the party, but when you think about what you guys were able to establish and to be able to knock off a team like that after the regular season they had, we know that everything's supposed to be possible in the NHL, but when did you know that you guys actually believe?
Well, I think we come back. The coaches, we believe that, playoff hockey, anything can happen. And I think more importantly, it's when the players believe. And when we came back in that first game, kept on playing our game, and I really thought we imposed our will on them. You win the first game of a seven-game series like that, I think it's you get a group mentality as far as believing, and I think that's the most important thing, is that mindset. As I said, it's not X's and O's. It's not about who has the most skill. It's a mindset of attrition through a series. So that first game certainly helped us the way we won that game.
John Tortorella joining us on the show. Your first full season, Tampa Bay, 2001-2002. Here we are in 2019. How much has your approach changed, and how many times do you think it needed to change with younger guys coming up and playing in the NHL?
Oh, gosh. It's just almost totally opposite of what I was as a coach back then, where I was dotting every I, crossing every T, sucking every bit of life out of the room through constant coaching, versus now I'm just doing the best to stay out of their way. We give them a foundation of how we play. We're guidance counselors. We just try to guide them down the road, try to guide them into the area where we feel they can best succeed. But then you need to step out of the way. I just think, coaches, I think we try to coach too much and try to make too much of a difference when it's really the player's game. So give them some guidelines, guide them a bit in certain situations when you think they're coming off the track, and then let them take over.
When you first took over in Columbus, could you tell, when did you start to tell where there's times you really need to lay in the guys and when you can let off and then let them kind of do their own thing? When does that happen for you?
Yeah, when I first came here, and I think they were coached by a very good coach in Richie, but I just felt that it was just a little bit too soft as far as what they felt you need to play as, what type of bar needs to be put here as far as standard of play. And again, a very young team. So we slowly worked at that. And I was in the locker room a lot. Where I think if you have a successful team, guys, the coaches don't need to be in that locker room a lot. The room kind of takes over itself. We certainly were in that room quite a bit early on here. And
slowly but surely we're stepping out of there to let them handle situations. But standard of play, standard of accountability, I just felt need to be changed, and that's certainly the first thing we worked at.
John Tortorella appearing right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. As you get ready for the winner of Boston and Toronto, I am curious what your message was after the series. Was it at all, look at what we have accomplished, or is it we have got so much further to go, enjoy it, but guys, we've got to turn the page quickly?
Yeah, I didn't step foot in the room after we won. I think it's their time. They don't need to see coaches in there, and so we left them alone for a couple of days. But certainly my first practice when we came back to work, and it was an awful practice. And I kind of figured that's the way it's going to be. They have 2 days off. They feel good about themselves. And we definitely had a discussion as far as how we're going to try to conduct ourselves as we get prepared for our next series. And that first practice was not the way we're going to go.
Is it killing
you? You know, it gave me a great opportunity, guys, to step in and kind of set the parameters how we're going to go about our business. And the next day they practiced really well. I gave them Easter Sunday off, and now we're going to have a scrimmage game today. Yeah, we have a lot of guys that just have not been here, have not won a round. A lot of guys that haven't been in the playoffs. So this is new for them, so we're going to try to help them along.
Is it killing you a little bit to wait this long for you and the guys because you won't know until tomorrow night who you play next?
You know, you can tear it up 10 different ways as far as how you feel about it. It is what it is. I'm watching that series. I watched it yesterday afternoon. It is what it is, and all I worry about is the schedule. I put a 4-day schedule in prior to yesterday's game. Now I'm going to have to extend that schedule a little bit as far as how we're going to go about our business this week. So no sense of feeling good about it that they're playing 7 games or feeling bad that we're just not playing any games ourselves. We're just going to go about how the schedule feels, how the schedule is, and go about our business.
I think we're talking to John Tortorella here. A few more moments. Really appreciate the time. I know so many fans, hockey fans everywhere, they love the fact that you're not always the most politically correct when you're talking, when you're giving speeches, when you're doing your post-game interviews. So I think maybe I could sneak an answer or at least try to run this by you. Who are you rooting for in that series right now between Toronto and Boston?
I don't give a damn who wins that series. We just want to... Make sure we're ready to play game one. Both teams are really good teams, so it really doesn't matter to me, or I hope it doesn't matter to the players. And that's the way we went about it with Tampa. Everybody, you know, no one even mentioned us in that Tampa series. All they were talking about was Tampa. We just kept our head down, went about our business as far as preparing, and that's what we're doing here, getting ready for round two.
Will you talk about the Stanley Cup at all when you won it back in 2003-04?
Will I talk about it? No.
So you can't tell me what you did with the day you had when you had the cup?
Nah, because then it's about me. I don't want to talk about that. That's a long time ago. We have something in sight that's in the future here.
Does it bother you a little bit? It sounds like it does. Does it bother you a little bit because you've become a big name here because of your mannerisms? People really cling to that as fans, but you seem to want to put a lot of this on your players and give them the spotlight instead of yourself. Is that tough to deal with?
This is not about coaches or a head coach. As I've said, we're guidance counselors. That's all we are. We try to guide them in certain situations, try to give them the best position to succeed. They're the ones that have to put the uniform every day. They're the ones that have to put up with all the things that go within the season, the grind of it, the travel. We sit back there with our nice suits on and coach, especially when it comes to playoffs, guys. I really feel we're going to put a system in for them. We're going to try to guide them. But they're the ones that have to go through the ups and downs, the surges, the momentum swings, all the things that go with playoff hockey. They're the ones that are going to determine the winning and losing. We're just going to try to help them along the way.
What did you tell Zach Werenski after his first NHL fight in this series?
I loved it. And I tell you, our bench was 10 feet tall when this was happening. And the thing with Z, he didn't hesitate. Sometimes guys who are not fighters in the league, a guy challenges them and they feel they have to fight and they just try to get through it. Z went at him.
I don't think
Z is a great fighter, but the most important thing is, especially when you're a young guy in this league, as he is, you need to step in there when the occasion arises. You need to protect yourself, and for that to happen in playoffs and go about it, it just galvanizes your team. So I loved it, and more importantly, you should have heard the bench while it was happening.
Coach, I know today's a hot time. I know you guys are getting ready for the next opponent. We appreciate you taking out some time. I'd like to talk to you after the season. Hopefully it has the very best outcome possible. I don't want to jinx anything, so I'm not going to say anything more. We thank you again, and hopefully we'll run you down here in the very near future.
All right, boys. I enjoyed it. My pleasure. Anytime.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.